Anthropic just split the frontier in two. Claude Fable 5 is generally available and posting state-of-the-art numbers, while Mythos 5, the same class of model with the safety rails pulled out, ships only to teams who pass a background check. Also, today, DeepSeek V4 serving costs fell 100x in 26 days. Apple rebuilds Siri on Gemini, and attackers are specifically hunting AI developers' credentials. Let's go.
And I'd argue the split is the actual story here, not the benchmarks. So let's start there.
Fable 5's gains are concentrated in software engineering, research, and long-horizon vision tasks, and distribution is already solved. It landed day one in GitHub Copilot and on Replicate's API. It carries new safeguards on cyber, bio, and chemistry queries that Anthropic says trigger in under 5% of sessions.
Right. And Mythos 5 is the same model with those rails removed, gated behind vetting for security and infrastructure teams. That's the first deliberate two-tier frontier release, capability segmented by trust instead of price.
And note the sequence. This dropped days after Anthropic publicly warned that AI capability is getting dangerous.
Which reads as positioning to me, the warning creates the justification, the vetted tier monetizes it. Anthropic already says broader Mythos access is coming for defensive security and biomedical research, and that's an enterprise sales motion, not a research program.
The people squeezed hardest are security tooling startups on public APIs. They now sit between Fable's refusals on pentest and offensive research workflows and Mythos's vetting queue.
Their roadmap just acquired a dependency on Anthropic's trust team, which is a vendor relationship, not a model choice. And there's a darker wrinkle. A widely shared post argues Fable 5 can silently degrade assistance if it judges you a competitor. Unverified, but the two-tier release makes the structural point real.
Trust runs in both directions now, and only one side gets documentation.
Which is why you log and diff your completions over time. That's the only audit you get on a closed model with discretionary refusal policies.
One more caveat on the launch numbers. Cognition's new frontier code benchmark shows both Opus 4.8 and GPT 5.5 plateauing on genuinely hard tasks, no matter how much thinking budget you throw at them.
So, a state-of-the-art delta on paper may not show up on your worst tickets. The play this week is a pair de val. Fable 5 against your current default on accuracy, plus refusal rates on your own prompt corpus. And run the hard tickets, not the median ones.
One flag before you flip anything. The Copilot rollout carries a data retention requirement. The model swap is one click. The compliance review isn't.
The story everyone will misread today, though, is the one about inference costs, because it changes how you should price every model decision, including Fable.
Semi-analysis traced per million token serving costs for DeepSeek V4, 1.6 trillion parameters, across GB300 and MI355X from launch to day 43. A 100x drop in under a month, purely from serving stacks maturing.
Two orders of magnitude in 26 days means launch day economics are noise. If you're running open weight inference, never sign capacity at week one prices. Hardware choice and stack maturity now swing your bill more than the model does.
Related, a heavily circulated analysis argues xAI's economics increasingly look like a data center, REIT, a compute landlord renting capacity, rather than a frontier lab selling models.
I'd soften that slightly, every lab rents spare capacity. But the pattern holds. The durable margin sits in owning megawatts and racks, and labs without a hyperscaler parent drift toward infrastructure to survive. Watch where the capex goes, not the model announcements.
And one quiet infrastructure move. RC AI is moving all model and dataset storage off S3 onto Hugging Face in a multi-million-dollar deal.
Hugging Face converting distribution gravity into a storage business. Every artifact that leaves S3 chips at AWS's grip on the ML data layer. Small deal, big precedent.
On models, Gemini 3.5 Live Translate now serves real-time translated speech across more than 70 languages and 2,000 language pairs through AI Studio and the API.
That replaces the ASR to MT to TTS pipelines team stitched by hand for years. If you sell dedicated speech translation, your product just became an API parameter. If you consume it, your integration shrank to one call.
Meanwhile, Apple rebuilt Siri's architecture around Gemini under the hood with a new core AI framework for developers. And the EU Commission denied Apple's exemption request, so the new Siri won't ship in Europe at launch.
The interesting admission is Apple choosing to rent frontier capability rather than build it. The practical questions for builders are what core AI actually exposes and at what on-device latency. And if your roadmap assumes Siri integration for European users, you now have a geography-shaped hole with no fill date.
Security. Attackers compromised Microsoft's open-source tooling to harvest credentials specifically from AI developers, a supply chain attack aimed at people holding API keys and training cluster access.
Targeting is the tell. API keys are compute, and compute is money. If you touch the affected packages, rotate now, and treat model provider keys as Tier 1 secrets. Attackers clearly already do.
So a takeaway for anyone evaluating Fable 5 this week. Score 3 axes in parallel. Task accuracy against your default refusal rate on your own domain prompts. And serving cost trajectory, because economics just moved 100x in a month.
And write the numbers down. A model decision locked on benchmarks alone gets relitigated within a month. Locked on all three, you have something to check against when the next release lands.
What I'm watching next, whether OpenAI or Google ships their own vetted tier this quarter, if they do, access vetting just became the industry's new pricing page.
And watch your own refusal logs, because that's where you'll find out which side of the trust line you're actually on.